This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. ما يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the Hadith, الصَّلَاةُ عِمَادُ الدِّينِ فَمَنْ أَقَامَهَا فَقَدْ أَقَامَ الدِّينِ وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ هَدَمَ الدِّينِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today, inshallah, the topic will be the fruits of submission. Submission, of course, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've been giving it a lot of thought as to how does one prepare oneself spiritually for this particular month of Ramadan? A Ramadan which has never been, had any precedent in our history. At least 300 days in South Africa, we haven't had this. So this is a totally new experience for Muslims in many, many parts of the world. And it means that we are confined to our homes. Our movements are restricted. We cannot go to the masajid. But we as Muslims believe that this is part of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of the qada and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? It means this is part of Allah's plan. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They say, we plan and Allah plans. And who is the best planner? The best planner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to first accept the fact that this is not from Cyril Ramaphosa or from China or wherever it came from. This is part of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we need to find out is what is the wisdom behind this plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in this position? A choiceless position where we have to be confined to our homes. Voluntary confinement to our homes and voluntary staying away from places of gathering, including the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, a Muslim believes that everything that happens to him is for the best. Everything. We believe that. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us individually and as a community is for our best. So we need to find what that best is in this situation we're in now. So let us explore, let us go back to our roots, our spiritual roots, for us to understand where we are presently. And what are our roots? Our roots are basically maybe two words, maybe three words. The first is Islam. What does Islam mean? Islam means submission. It is the way of submission. So our first requirement in Islam is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second word is Muslim. Muslim is one who submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its entirety. And there is taslim, not tasneem, taslim, which means the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is the ayah which I quoted in the beginning was an ayah, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu was, Nabi Ibrahim, when Allah said to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ, Allah said to Nabi Ibrahim, submit. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And the answer came from Nabi Ibrahim, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I submit to the Lord of the universe, of all of creation. So even he had to be asked the question so Allah could confirm, because this is the basis of belief. Submission to the unseen, complete and total submission. But I need to add a rider to this submission. And the rider I want to add to this submission is that one cannot have complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless you totally believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists and everything that exists is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are only on one journey. And that journey, whether we are born this morning, or whether we are 90 years old, we are on the same journey. And that journey is going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we believe that that is our journey, then we must also believe that there are things waiting for us at the end of that journey. Immal jannah, immal jahannam. Either jannah or jahannam. And that is, these are, we must believe that this is real. This is the actual reality. So if we go back to our spiritual roots, we realize that we are individuals that have given our pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will submit entirely, our whole beings, we will submit to Him. But this kind of consciousness needs an environment in which it can develop, in which you can become aware of your submission, and the environment in which you can develop that submission. And I dare say that the circumstances in which we find ourselves, this confinement to our homes and not being able to go to the masjid, is in fact, Allah has created this environment for us to discover what submission really means and what the fruits of that submission is. I know there were times before Ramadan when we thought to ourselves, you know, how am I going to manage this? For 30, 40, 20, 10 years, I've been going to the masjid. I've been going every night for Taraweeh. I have been going for Laylatul Qadr. I have been spending the last 10 days in i'tikaf in the masjid. I go every night because I meet my friends there. I listen to beautiful readings of the Holy Quran. I'm going to miss all this. What am I going to do? How am I going to manage making all this inside my own house? Am I not going to miss out on a lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The social mixing and all the good things that come from that in the masjid, that's all going to be gone now. It's not here. We've started Ramadan. We've had our second Taraweeh already. Tonight is our third. And let's see how we feel about it. And let's see how we should feel about it. So let me repeat. I believe Allah's created this environment for us, for everybody in the whole world. And I believe that this environment has been created in order for us, for what? To get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get really in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are far removed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had to do something very drastic to bring us back to our spiritual roots, and that is our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say we love Allah. We say we worship Allah. We say that we make tawakkul on Allah. But when last did we say we submit ourselves to Allah? We give ourselves to Allah in total submission. This is the crux of today's lecture. So I want to say to you that if you listen carefully to what we're going to say today, this Ramadan is going to be the best, inshallah, and the strongest Ramadan that you've ever, ever had. Despite the fact that you cannot go to the masjid, despite the fact that you are at home in lockdown, despite the fact that you you feel disconnected in some way spiritually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Ramadan, because you don't have these facilities at your disposal. The first thing we need to imbibe, to become conscious of, is Sallim Lillah. Sallim Lillah. First thing we have to do is we have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where does our submission lie? Submission lies here. This is where our submission lies. In our chest, in the heart. That is where our submission lies. And that is the organ in the body that we need to get close to. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there in the heart. There is a hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi, as you all know, is where the inspiration of the words came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the actual words was given to the inspiration from Allah by the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he calls hadith Qudsi. This hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال الله عز وجل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ما وسعني أرضي ولا سمائي ولكن وسعني قلب عبد المؤمن. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ما وسعني أرضي, my earth, ولا سمائي, neither my earth nor the heavens can contain me. We know that. Allah has no place. I was listening to the news the other day, and they gave the Hubble telescope has been up there for quite a number of years, and it's going to be there for another 5 years. And the scientists were saying that they sent up the Hubble telescope. They had a lot of questions they wanted answered. And there were a lot of questions that they couldn't ask because they didn't know what the questions were in the first place. These scientists, 20 years ago, didn't know the questions to ask. But when the Hubble telescope was sent up, one of the things they discovered was that the universe was expanding. The universe was getting bigger. They discovered this only when the Hubble telescope, this was 20 years ago. And they couldn't find the cause. Why is the universe expanding? And they said there's a force that expands the universe, and they called it the dark energy, I think. Dark energy, they called it. Because we call it Allah. But there's an exact word in the Quran, subhanallah, an exact word that informs mankind 1400 years ago that the universe is expanding. Subhanallah. We needed 1400 years of knowledge for a telescope to tell us. We couldn't even find. For a telescope to tell us that this universe is expanding. What does Allah say? وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah talks about the universe, and Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Verily we expand it. We expand. We are the expanders of the universe. Subhanallah. So there's scientific fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the universe is expanding, and it's not dark energy that is expanding the universe. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is expanding the universe. You still don't believe in the Quran, subhanallah. And I must say, many non-Muslims are being drawn to the Quran because of these revelations that they now discover has already been in the Quran for so long. Cannot be from anyone else except He who created the heavens and the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, coming back to our point, Allah says, the heavens and the earth cannot contain me. Walakin, but wasi'ani qalbu abdil mu'min. The heart of a true believing servant can contain me. Subhanallah. Of course, we need to live another 100 lifetimes to be able to understand the last part of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the heart of a true servant of mine can contain. It means that a Muslim can have within himself the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the universe. It can only be in his heart. And only his heart can submit, because of the knowledge that he has, can submit completely to the worship and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is number one. So what does submission mean? Submission means to have the following conversation with Allah, and I talk about it as I go along. First conversation is, Ya Rab, oh my Lord, ana radin ank. First you say, Ya Allah, I'm happy with you. I'm very satisfied with you, that my Lord. I'm very satisfied what you gave me. I'm very satisfied where I am. I'm very satisfied in having decreed for me to stay at my home, because this is your decree. This is what you want, Ya Allah. Because otherwise we have to say, well, you know, this is Ramaphosa's put us in our homes. No. The one who created this universe sets the plan for the universe. We just carry out the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So part of our spiritual preparation for Ramadan is to have a conversation with ourselves and say, I make taslim to Allah. Aslamtu, as Nabi Ibrahim said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I submit myself to the Lord of the universe. And I say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, you've chosen this for me. And I know it's favorable to me, because you choose everything for me that is favorable to me. And I want you, Ya Allah, to continue to choose for me what is favorable to me. And you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, the second thing, ingredient of submission is that I'm satisfied with your decree, with your qadar. I'm happy. I'm ecstatic about this new environment that you've created for me. And I can assure you that when you accept this, accept growling and grumbling of, yes, I want to go to Tarawih, you know, maybe we should just go and invite, please don't do that. Because the plan of Allah is, internationally, that the masajid should be closed. Even the Haramain is closed. So, if we have the submission within our, in the inside of us, no, I know this is from Allah, it's good for me, I must find out what is so good. I must find out what the hikmah is, what the wisdom is of this decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what will we find? We will find, inshallah, that this Ramadan will be fantastic Ramadan. From all the Ramadans that we've had, from all the Ramadans that our fathers and their forefathers had. This is not about Allah's cross with us and Allah's angry with us and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us away from his masajid. No. That's the negative part of it. But there's always everything which is positive. Allah says, Ajaban li amri al-mu'min in the amra wa kullu khair. Allah's, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. I wonder at the affairs of the believers, of the believer. Because all his affairs are good. In the amra kullu khair. Every matter of a believer is that it is good. It may not start out good, but eventually it will end good. Everything. When something touches him which is not good, he says, sabr. He has patience. And when Allah says to him something which is good, he says, Alhamdulillah. So everything that comes to a Muslim is good. No matter what it is. You lose your job, finally, maybe in 5 years' time, you'll realize, well, that's a good thing that happened to me, actually. You lost your home, you find it later, but actually, that was the best thing sometimes, or a good thing that happened to me. Changed my life for the better. So It begins with, if you want to enjoy this Ramadan, it begins with submission. You say to Allah, Ya Rab, I'm at your command. I'm your servant, I'm your slave, I'm at your command. You've decided this for me, I'm happy with it. I'm going to go with it, I'm going to go with the flow, let's see what happens. So, everybody's in lockdown. Lockdown. Stay at home. Do you know that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about the benefits of lockdown? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Uqba ibn Amir, radiallahu ta'ala an, he says, Qultu ya Rasulullah. He says, I say to the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, Man ma an-naja? What is salvation? You know what salvation is? Salvation is to be given the green light to enter Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. That is salvation. Saved from the fire of Jahannam. So this Sahabi wanted to know, how can I achieve this salvation in the Akhirah? He obviously wasn't asking about ibadah. He wasn't asked because he knew. Salah is your salvation. The zakah is part of your salvation. He wanted something more than that. And the Prophet said three things to him. Qal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Amsik alayka lisanak. You want to have salvation in the Akhirah? Control your tongue. First thing, control your tongue. Now, I say to you, when you're locked up in your house, no friends come and visit, you're alone with yourself, your wife is there, you don't speak much. You don't say much. But if you're out there in the world, even if it's Ramadan, out of Ramadan, there's a lot to be said. A lot of things one says. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm giving you Muslims a chance now to practice the advice that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives to you. Control your tongue. I'm now going to put you into a situation where you'll just control your tongue. Naturally, you control your tongue. So number one, first item of salvation. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number two, وَلْيَسْعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, keep to your home. Subhanallah. Keep to your home. Spend most of your time at home if you want to have salvation in the Akhirah. And we can now see how us staying at home is part of our salvation. Subhanallah. We make our salah on time. We think about Allah. We read the Quran. We listen to lectures. So many things we do. And the third thing the Prophet said to him, وَبْكِ عَلَى خَطِيئَتِكَ. Cry over your sins that you have committed. You know, it's difficult to cry when you have an 8-hour job and you're still working in Ramadan. Now you have time to think about your sins. You sit at home and you think, what have I done with my life? How can I change my life? Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says three things. Look after your tongue. Number two, stay at home. Number three, cry over your sins. Stay at home is the operative one that we busy with. So this, just staying at home is part of your salvation in the Akhirah. SubhanAllah. Could we ever have thought that the Prophet would actually say that your salvation, part of your salvation is staying at home. SubhanAllah. It's part of your Jannah, in other words. Staying at home is part of your Jannah. Part of you going to Jannah. This hadith narrated by Imam At-Tirmidhi. The second one I want to relate to you is one narrated by Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَى كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرْ أَلِّسَانِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person wakes up in the morning, then all his bodily limbs, they humble themselves in front of him. So you get up in the morning, all your limbs humble themselves in front of you. Fataqul, what do they say to you? They say to you, ittaqila fina, They say to you, your limbs say to you, your arms, your hands, your head, your nose, your ears, your feet, everything says to you, fear Allah for our sake. They said, fear Allah for our sake. فَإِنَّنَا نَحْنُ بِكَ. Because we are you. We are with you. We are part of you. We are you. So we are pleading to you. فَإِنْ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا. If you walk the straight path, they say to you, we are on the straight path. وَإِنْ اَعْوَجَجْتَ اَعْوَجَجْنَا. And if you are crooked, and if you are dishonest, and if you do wrong things, we will be punished with you. Please save us from punishment. That's what they say to you. What a better place to be than to keep yourself at home, so you don't go anywhere we shouldn't go, you don't say anything that you shouldn't do. Your limbs are saying, Alhamdulillah, my boss, my owner, my body, I mean the person that I am, he said, oh, you can't do much sin, you can't do much bad. SubhanAllah. So we see another beauty and the wisdom of this lockdown that we are in. Again, what is the meaning of submission, of taslim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It means you are content with the decree of Allah. And you can see now why I should be content. Because all this is good, all goodness. Nothing is in your disfavor. And submission means to follow the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To follow the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is, submission is to submit to Allah means to conform to the design and the intention that Allah has for you. You say, Allah, is this the intention you have for me? MashaAllah, what a beautiful intention Allah has for us. But the most important lesson that we must learn in this lockdown is أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَمَا تُحِبُّ أَنْ تَعْبُدُ وَلَيْسَ مَا تُحِبُّ أَنْتَ أَنْ تَعْبُدَ. In this lockdown, this Ramadan, worship Allah as He wants you to worship Him. Worship Allah as He loves you to worship Him. Not the way you love to worship Him. Worship Him the way He loves you to worship Him. Not the way you want to worship Him. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "A'budni wa aqimi salata li dhikri." Allah says, worship me and establish the salah for my remembrance. For my remembrance. Worship me. Allah says, establish the salah for my remembrance. What is the foundational item of worship on our menu? The salah. We now know, with being at home, there's a salah. Everything revolves around salah now. It's fajr, then it's dhuhr, then it's asr, then it's maghrib, then it's asha. And we think about the next waqt all the time. All the time. When is it going to be? And we prepare ourselves. You know, people say, I'm going to tell you about the four rakats before dhuhr and the four rakats after dhuhr and the four rakats before asr. And then somebody says, yeah, we know, but we're busy, you know, we're doing so many things, especially the ladies, they're cooking and this. And I say, you know, I'm like you. I also say, you know, four rakats before asr, and then it was like Taraweeh, you know, and we're old now, and, you know, we feel tired. But I've discovered that is what shaitan tells you. So what you do is you hurry to do whatever you hurry the salah, you hurry your Taraweeh at night. I want to give you a little bit of advice which I have implemented in my salah is the moment you think that you slow down, the moment you think that I'm going to go fast, remember that shaitan. Immediately what do? You start slow down your salah. SubhanAllah. When you slow down your salah, you feel more energetic. Because where is your connection now? You are now more in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in your own company. You do it slowly. Read the Fatiha slower. make the ruku slower, make the sujood slower, and you'll find that you won't get so tired as you normally do. So worship Allah as He wants you to worship, in accordance with the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Maybe we can learn that also in Ramadan, how the Prophet worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what the Prophet did in the month of Ramadan. So you say, eventually you say to Allah, Ya Rab, I accept this way, I'm pleased this way, I'm happy to worship you, I love you, and I'm happy to worship you, subhanallah. And Allah, if you have chosen this way for me, after 50 years, 60 years, I say to you, Alhamdulillah. And I say, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alamin. I submit myself to you, O Allah. Listen to this beautiful tafsir of this ayah of the Quran to emphasize this point of submit yourself. Give yourself to Allah. Surah Al-Baqarah 184. We all know this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبَكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. What does it mean? To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and the earth. وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And even if you show what is in your heart, or you conceal what is in your heart, Allah will call you to account for it. SubhanAllah. So the Sahaba, they were worried, said, Ya Rasulullah, really? Is Allah going to punish us for what is deep in our heart? Maybe there's some wrong things that we've put down at the bottom of the heart. Is Allah going to punish us for that? And the Prophet answered, the Prophet ﷺ said to them, are you saying, said the Prophet to them, Sama'na wa asayna, are you saying to Allah, we hear and we disobey? Kama qala Banu Israel, as the Banu Israel said, the Jews and the Christians. Yeah, we listen, but you know, we disobey. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. So all of them said together, Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. O Allah, we hear and we obey. Forgive us, our Lord, for we know that our return is to you. What came immediately after that? The moment they submitted, the moment they said these words of submission, we listen and we obey and forgive us, Ya Rab, and we are returning to you. What happened? Allah revealed the verse. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Laha ma kasabat wa alayha ma kasabat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't worry, I will not put a burden on you more than you can bear. I will only keep account for that which you did. That which you actually did, not what's in your hearts. So, what is in your heart, that remains you, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moment they said, the moment they made taslim to Allah, the moment they said, Sabana wa ta'ana, we and you obey, Rabb, the relief and the ease came from Allah immediately. So when we say, Allah, we're happy with the situation, Allah will bring relief. Allah will bring ease in our lives. So we need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brings me to the next very important point, the second important point in this lecture is, when Jibreel came to the Prophet and sat by him as a man, and Sahaba was sitting, he asked him a few questions. One of the questions he asked the Prophet was, what is Ihsan? What is Ihsan? What is goodness? Real goodness. And the Prophet said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Prophet said, Jibreel said, Goodness is to worship Allah as if you can see Him. And this is what should happen in Ramadan. When you submitted yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you make your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your ibadah, the dhikrullah that you make in salah, your salah, you should think that you can actually see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know we can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we can feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can feel that He's in His presence. Particularly when we concentrate on our salah. Can we submit to Allah and also understand the hikmah? Because we're talking about submission. But what is the wisdom of this submission? Of this taslim? This lockdown and not being able to go to the masjid. Is there special wisdom in this? Yes, there is. What is the wisdom? Listen to this. It may be that the wisdom of lockdown is, and not going to the masjid is to return to experience our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you may say, well, we've heard that before. But let me continue. Let us reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any outside interference. And two, without any distractions. Allah's created this environment. I am going to bring you closer to me, and I'm not going to put any distractions in your way. And I'm not going to put any, I'm going to make it compulsory for you. You can't even go to my masjid. I want to take all distractions. Your friends you meet in the masjid, the beautiful voice of the Quran you hear in the masjid, the jamaat you pray with in the masjid, your itikaf in the masjid, your itikaf like a qadr. Take all these things away from you. Because I want you to understand what submission really means and what this lockdown is going to mean for you. So now you have no distractions. And I can tell you personally that my concentration in salah has increased phenomenally. Because no distractions. Don't come to the masjid, you have to find a parking. Then you come inside, you greet everybody. Then you stand behind the imam and you mix tarawih, and it gets hot in the masjid and that disturbs you, and you get tired in the masjid and that disturbs you, and you think about home and the food at home. Yeah, the food is right there on the table next to you when you make salah. But you don't rush for the food. Huh? Make your salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the masjid, Allah takes away the beautiful sound of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes all that away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm going to take all the distractions away from you so you can feel my presence. And this is the strongest way to enter the month of Ramadan, to know this before the month of Ramadan. So, if we want to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Allah created for us. No distractions. Of course, we're going to go back to the masjid. But when we go back to the masjid now, after the lockdown, it'll be completely different. You will be making a salah from inside, not from outside. Now you will go to the masjid, and you'll go to the masjid because you want to go to the masjid. I mean, not because it's habitual for you to have gone. My father went to the masjid 5 times a day. I've been going for so long. No. Suddenly you were away from the masjid. Now you're going out of your own self. Now you are going to appreciate the masjid. Now you're going to appreciate the reading of the Quran. Now you're going to appreciate. Now you're going to ask yourself, how is itikaf? I've never been for itikaf. Let me go for itikaf next year, inshallah. Let me make my niyyah to go for itikaf next year. So, all these years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we wanted this. We want to have no distraction in our salah. We wanted all this. Now Allah's given it to us. Here it is. It's like being in Makkah in the Haram. No distractions. People go to Makkah for what? Peace. They say they get peace. No distractions. Just eat and salah and eat and salah. This is what we have. Allah put Makkah right in our homes. Allah put Madinah right in our homes. Nobody's disturbing you. Nobody's saying anything to you in the masjid as you go, wherever you go. No. just you. So the core of all this is the realization that our salah is the center of our lives. Aqim is-salata li dhikri. Allah says, establish prayer. So one of the things we can do for Allah in the month of Ramadan to show that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we appreciate this gift of lockdown that is given to us by going through your whole salah, word for word, and find out from someone who's knowledgeable, am I saying this correctly? Am I saying this correctly? Am I saying this correctly? Am I saying? I just want to give you an example. After the salah, we say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah al-azim, at-tawwab al-rahim. We say, oh Allah, forgive me, forgive me. At-tawwab al-rahim, the one who forgives, the one who is most merciful. ونسألك توبة والمغفرة. And we ask for Tawbah and for forgiveness. Now the last part of this, we ask who? We ask Allah, we ask you. ونسألك توبة والمغفرة. Many people now say, إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. We say, oh Allah, we ask you, but then we change the you to a him. We ask him. It should be, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Not, إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. I'm just making you aware that there is a mistake that one can make, and you should look at that mistake, and you should try and correct that mistake. So what I'm saying to you is, to give your gratefulness to Allah should involve you going through your, because it's very important. That's your key to paradise. And if that key doesn't fit, it won't fit. And then you won't go inside. So we have this opportunity now. Don't be shy. Ask somebody. Or get hold of a good book. Or go on the internet and Google Salah. And ask and look at all the things you have to say in the Salah. And try and correct it. Because there are many subtle mistakes that people make because they don't understand the Arabic language. And I pick it up because I hear them saying it. And hear them saying it not correctly. And we need to strive for perfection in the salah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah give us the tawfiq and the inspiration to submit. It's the first thing. You have to submit yourself. You have to completely submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell, I accept all this. Whatever comes, whether I get corona or not get corona, whatever happens to me, that is you that has decreed this. Then you will enjoy this gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant, inshallah, that we all get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we clean this heart and reflect on the hadith Qudsi which I said to you, and that we, when we stand in salah, we enjoy the salah. You know, I always tell this story. I know it's a bit long today, but I was imam in Pretoria for a while, very short period of time, in the central masjid in the city, Pretoria city. And every dhuhr after salah, you know, the imam turns around and he sits in the mihrab and he makes his adhkar. And those people, they're all Hanafis. So they don't sit, they get up and they make their sunnah salah. So I get a chance to look at everybody in the masjid, and there was one particular gentleman, a very tall gentleman with a very nice big beard, mashallah. And he attracted my attention while he was making salah. He was smiling in his salah. He was making salah with a smile on his face. He was standing like this. Standing, but smiling. First day, I thought maybe, you know, it's got a wind or maybe it's, you know, something good happened to him. Second day, I look again at him. He's smiling. Third day, smiling. So I asked, so I thought maybe, you know, something wrong with him, you know. So I asked someone, you know, who's that gentleman? I said, no, he's an engineer. MashaAllah, very MashaAllah engineer. Oh, MashaAllah. So that settled that. So it wasn't because there was something wrong with him. And I said to myself, look at that. This man is standing in front of Allah, not the way we stand in front of Allah, like, no, he's got a slight smile on his face. But shouldn't maybe that must be the way? And I tried that. I'm still trying that. But you know what happens when you try that? You become completely conscious of your salah, completely conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the smile has to be kept. And the while you're in Allah's presence and you keep that smile, you have to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So maybe that is a lesson we can learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, inshallah. May Allah bless us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good Ramadan. May Allah make this Ramadan as I've explained to you today. And may we be happy and submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. That's amazing.